A esta hora saludamos al presidente, a quien fuera el presidente del Partido Republicano en Pensilvania. Él se llama Alan Paul Novak. Y Ana, la primera pregunta es, además de la señora Harris, ¿aquí también perdieron las encuestas?
Good morning, Mr. Novak. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
Do you believe that apart from Kamala Harris losing, here the you know, polls and pollsters also lost?
Pardon me?
Polls, yeah. You know, the pollsters, polls?
Polls. Yeah. Yep.
Sorry. Do you believe they lost also?
They were... Well, are you talking about the polls in Pennsylvania?
Yes. Do you believe that this surveys, Kamala Harris lost in Pennsylvania, but do you believe this polls also lost?
Yes. I think Pennsylvania ended up about a 2.5-point win for President Trump. Most of the polls said it was about 2 points less than that. Most of the polls that I was seeing just before the election had it tied, typically, or within 1/10 or 2/10 of a point. So I think when you looked at the results in Pennsylvania that I'm looking at now, they were off about 2 points.
Sí, dice que las encuestas perdieron también, porque nos dice que cuando se miraba esas previsiones que hacían anterior a las elecciones, pues siempre daban, digamos, un empate o una mínima diferencia, y cuando está mirando los resultados ahora, pues cree que esa diferencia fueron de 2 puntos, y digamos que Donald Trump terminó ganando por 2 puntos de diferencia, que era superior a lo que mostraban esas encuestas.
Señor Novak, ¿cree que el presidente Donald Trump podrá lograr unir tanto al estado de Pennsylvania como al país?
Do you believe that President Trump would be able to unite not only the country, but also, not only the state of Pennsylvania, but also the country?
Would you say that again, the beginning? I'm sorry, I was saying something. I was wrong there.
President Trump is going to be able to unite not only the state of Pennsylvania, but the country?
I would hope so. I mean, I would hope that, and I think that depends on two sides of the equation. First of all, his, the way he approaches leadership now, but also I think the fact that this election was decisive. It was decisive in that not only did he win a huge or a very, very large electoral vote total, but he also looks like he's going to win the popular vote. I didn't check it yet this morning. That's when I went to bed last night. He was ahead in the popular vote. But, I mean, he won all of the battleground states, at least when I I haven't checked Arizona, whether it was called yet or not. But when I looked at Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, he was ahead in Arizona and ahead in Nevada. I think at some point the people who lost, the Democrats, have to accept that they lost, he won. And I think so the leadership question and uniting the country question depends on not only his approach and the Republican approach, but also the Democrat acceptance of that.
Pues nos dice que espera que sí pueda unir al país, depende de dos lados de la ecuación, del lado republicano y del lado demócrata. También depende de la forma como él decida liderar ahora como presidente. Nos dice que esta elección fue absolutamente decisiva, absolutamente arrolladora. Nos dice que no solo ganó en los votos electorales, sino también se espera que gane el voto popular. Estaba adelante anoche la última vez que él chequeó, y nos dice que en los estados clave o indecisos, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pensilvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, todos esos llevaba a la delantera y muchos de esos ya los ganó. Entonces nos dice que en algún punto los demócratas deben aceptar esa derrota arrolladora, y también pues esa pregunta del liderazgo de unir al país depende también de cómo los demócratas asuman esta derrota y de su aproximación también.
Quisiera preguntarle desde Washington, ¿cómo explica uno o qué lectura le puede dar él al hecho de tener un aumento de votantes negros hacia Donald Trump?
How can you read or how can you understand that there's an increase in African American voters for Donald Trump?
How can I understand why they voted?
Why there is an increase of African American voters for Donald Trump?
I think that's a great question for Pennsylvania, because that is one of the four or five keys to why he won Pennsylvania, that the vote in Philadelphia was not the same majority for Kamala Harris that it was for President Biden 4 years ago, or even for Hillary Clinton 8 years ago. I think because of the economy. I think because he appealed to people who are in the working, work with their hands, people in the working classes of all races, whether it was white, Hispanic, African-American. His numbers improved with particularly African-American men, and I think that's the economic message. But they also improved in Pennsylvania with Hispanics, particularly when you look at towns like cities like Reading and Allentown in Berks County and Lehigh County. So I think it was the economic message. I think it was the illegal immigration message. I think at some point he spoke to working class people about issues that matter to them.
Former president of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, Alan Paul Novak, thank you very much, and the best for your country with Donald Trump.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the time being with you.